Appendix C, Frequently Asked Questions. Getting started. How long should I practice each day to start? 10 to 20 minutes in the morning is a good starting target. Longer is welcome when life allows. If you do not have 10 minutes, do a brief reset and return to the full sit when you can. A handful of brief check-ins through the day will compound a morning sit into something powerful. What time of day is best? First thing in the morning, before the day's noise has reached you, is ideal. The mood of your meditation tends to color the next several hours. A second sit before bed is excellent, the mental state you fall asleep in seeps into the next day. Eyes open or closed? Either works. Closed is slightly easier for beginners because there are fewer visual distractions. Open-eyed practice is more useful for taking the orientation into ordinary life. Try both. Do I need to sit on the floor? No. A chair is fine. The body should be comfortable enough that you can stay present and upright enough that you do not fall asleep. Posture is in service of the practice, not the other way around. What if I only have 5 minutes? Use the 30-second reset, Appendix A, or another brief return. Do not turn 5 hurried minutes into the formal sit. Short returns are useful during the day. The full sit begins at 10 minutes. The feeling itself. What if I can't feel anything? Common, especially at the start. The feeling is subtle, closer to the warmth of seeing a sleeping baby than to a thunderclap. If you grew up without much warmth, or have been depressed for a long time, the feeling may be very faint at first. Faint is still real. Practice strengthens it. Within a few weeks of daily practice, most people notice the feeling becoming more accessible. What if it feels fake or forced? Almost everyone feels this at the beginning. You are training a circuit that has been undertrained. It will feel manufactured before it feels natural, the way a new accent feels manufactured before your tongue learns it. Keep going. The fakeness fades. What if I cry? Tears during metta are common and usually a good sign. Often the heart is releasing something that has been held tightly. Let them come. Don't analyze them. Continue the practice. What if I feel numb instead of warm? Numbness is information. It often shows up in people who have been protectively closed for a long time, especially after grief, trauma, or sustained loneliness. Try a different anchor, a pet, a young child, a benefactor, even an animal in a video. Sometimes the door opens through an unexpected being. If numbness persists, see Appendix B and consider working with a trauma-aware therapist. How will I know I'm doing it right? You will not always know. Some sessions feel rich and obvious, others feel flat. The reliable indicators are not session by session, they are trajectory. Are you slightly less reactive in week 10 than week 1? Are difficult interactions losing their sting? Are you sleeping a little better? That is the signal. Day-to-day fluctuation is noise. The feeling fades during the day. Is that normal? Yes. Everyone's does. The point is not to hold the feeling unbroken, the point is to return to it many times. A day with 20-30-second returns can be more transformative than one in which you tried to grip the feeling all day and got tired. Choosing an anchor. What if I don't have a pet or a person I love this strongly? You can use your own younger self, the version of you at 5 or 6, before life had taught you to defend. You can use a baby in general, not anyone specific. You can use a being from fiction or scripture. You can use a teacher or grandparent. Whatever produces a small, clean, warm feeling reliably is enough. Is it okay to use myself if I don't really like myself? Don't start there. Self-directed metta is hard for self-critical people, and forcing it can backfire. Start with a benefactor, a pet, or a child. Build the warmth, then turn it back on yourself later, when the channel is open. Can I use a religious figure? Yes. Jesus, the Virgin Mary, Krishna, the Divine Mother, the Prophet, a saint, an angel, any figure who reliably evokes warm, protective love is a fine anchor. See the Adapting the Practice to Your Tradition section in Chapter 14. Should I ever change my anchor? When the current one stops working, switch. There is no rule. I have used the same anchor for years. Many practitioners cycle through several. The anchor is a tool. Use whichever one is currently sharpest. Difficult people and difficult states. What if I can't generate metta toward someone who hurt me? Don't start there. Buddhaghosa is explicit on this point. Work on metta toward easier beings first, then mildly difficult ones, and only over time approach the people who hurt you most. It can take years. That is fine. Does this mean I have to forgive everyone? No. The practice releases your ill will, which is good for you, but does not require forgiveness in the conventional sense. You can release the corrosive hostility without granting absolution, restoring contact, or excusing what happened. Many practitioners maintain firm boundaries while genuinely wishing the other person well from a distance. What about people who are actually dangerous? Metta does not require you to put yourself in harm's way. Loving someone does not mean staying near them. You can wish a violent person peace from 1,000 miles away, while doing everything practical to keep yourself safe. Boundaries are part of love, not its opposite. What if my mind keeps going to a difficult person and won't leave? Do the practice on them. Not as performance, but as engineering, keep wishing them well until your nervous system stops giving them rent-free space in your head. The grievance loop weakens with repetition. What about during a panic attack? Skip metta and stabilize first. Slow exhale. Feet on the floor. Cold water on the face. Counting breaths. Once the body is no longer in fight or flight, you can return to the practice. See Chapter 11. Does this work during chronic pain? It helps, though acute pain often makes warmth temporarily unreachable. In severe pain, equanimity practice is more accessible, observing pain without fusing with it. Treat that as the medicine for the moment, with metta as the orientation you are aiming back toward. See Chapter 11. Can I use this with my kids? Yes. Children pick up the orientation without needing the framework. You don't have to teach them anything. They will feel the difference. Continuity. What if I miss a day or a week? Resume. The practice is robust to imperfection. The only thing it doesn't survive is total abandonment. Don't let a missed day become a missed month because of perfectionism. What if I'm sick or exhausted? Rest. The Karaniya Metta Sutta itself says to practice when not too tired. Exhausted practice is sloppy practice. Resting is, in this case, a form of metta toward yourself. What if my partner thinks this is weird? Don't argue about it. Just practice. They will notice the difference in you long before you have to explain anything. Metta is a stealth intervention. It converts skeptics through their own experience of you, not through your descriptions of it. Should I tell people I'm doing this? Your call. There is no rule. Some practitioners find it grounding to share with one or two close people. Others prefer to let the results speak silently. Either is fine. Religion and belief. Do I have to be Buddhist? No. The practice predates Buddhism, was used by the Buddha himself in a frame inherited from older Vedic tradition, and survives in Christian, Jewish, Muslim, and indigenous forms. You can practice as a member of any tradition or none. I'm Christian, Jewish, Muslim. Does this conflict with my faith? Almost certainly not. The practice is structurally identical to agape in Christianity, chaste in Judaism, and the Rama, mercy, of Islam. Chapter 14 walks through the parallels in detail. Many committed Christians, Jews, and Muslims find this practice deepens rather than competes with their faith. I'm a hardcore atheist. Am I just deluding myself? No. The science cited in Chapter 4 was largely produced by researchers with no religious commitments. The mechanism, training the nervous system toward warm affiliative response, is real and measurable independent of cosmology. You can do the whole practice with a strictly naturalistic frame. Is metta an emotion or a practice? Both. It begins as a practice, something you deliberately generate. With time, it becomes more like an orientation, available most of the day with little prompting. With more time, in the experience of long-term practitioners, it can become something closer to a default state. Effects and side effects. How long until I notice changes? Sooner than most people expect. Better sleep, less reactivity, and an easier baseline mood typically arrive within the first 1 to 2 weeks of daily practice. Larger changes, genuine softening with difficult people, more positive emotion as your default, calmer relationships usually appear between 4 and 12 weeks. The longer you stay with it, the deeper the gains compound. Should I keep doing other meditation alongside this? Yes, if you want. Mindfulness practice and metta complement each other well. Many people use a quick mindfulness check-in during the day and longer metta sits morning and evening. The traditions explicitly encourage combining them. Will this make me passive or weak? The opposite. People organized by metta tend to be clearer about boundaries, more decisive in conflict, and harder to manipulate. Love is not the opposite of strength. It is what makes strength humane and durable. Will this conflict with therapy or medication? No. It complements both. Many therapists explicitly teach loving-kindness practices as part of treatment for depression, anxiety, PTSD, and self-criticism. If you are in active treatment, mention the practice to your clinician, they will almost certainly support it. Are there cases where this is harmful? Rare, but real. People with severe trauma histories, untreated PTSD, dissociative disorders, or psychosis spectrum vulnerability sometimes find that contemplative practice intensifies symptoms before easing them. Self-directed metta in particular can trigger grief or shame in people with deep self-criticism, the backdraft phenomenon. See Appendix B for trauma-sensitive adaptations and know when to pause. What if I get worse before I get better? It happens, especially in the first weeks, as long-suppressed feelings surface. Usually mild and transient. If a difficult feeling persists for more than a few days, or interferes with daily life, talk to a clinician or pause the practice and consult Appendix B. The deeper questions. Won't constant loving-kindness make me complacent about injustice? No. Truthful care includes refusing what harms. Metta is not the same as approval. It is structurally compatible with sharp boundaries, forceful opposition to injustice, and clear moral judgment. What it refuses is the spiritual intoxication of hatred, which corrupts both the hater and the cause they think they are defending. See Chapter 8. How is this different from love and light toxic positivity? Toxic positivity insists that everything is fine and bad feelings should be hidden. Metta does the opposite. It meets reality clearly, including the parts that are not fine, and brings warmth to the meeting. The orientation includes grief, anger, fear, and disappointment as normal features of being alive. It just refuses to let them harden into ill will. Is this a religious experience? It can be. Many practitioners report something that resembles religious experience, a felt sense of connection to a larger whole, something that the older traditions called Brahmaloka or the kingdom of heaven within. Whether you frame this religiously or naturalistically is your choice. Both framings produce the same human being on the other side. What's the long-term goal? The traditional answer, a life lived in continuous warm care, all day, every day, until death. This is what the Karaniya Metta Sutta describes as the divine state. Most of us will never reach this fully. We will, however, get steadily closer over a lifetime of practice. The goal is not to arrive. It is to keep walking.